We're starting this new, basically a new sugya, where about hidur mitzvah. So very, potentially a very nice sugya. So the Gemara says, we read the Gemara already, so we'll skip to the end. The Gemara says, hidur mitzvah, shlisha the mitzvah. Then the Gemara has an abaya, boy Ravashi, is it shlish minabar, gavel shlish minabar. We mentioned, I think I said over that he's Rav Yosha Bir. I'm pretty sure I saw, he said that the machlokes is, I said that over? Yeah, that he said that the shayla is whether hidur mitzvah is a separate mitzvah or it's a chelik of the ma'isa mitzvah. If it's a separate mitzvah, so it would be from the shlish including it, because it's included, it's part of the ma'isa mitzvah. If it's something extra, it's an addition, it's an add-on. You do the mitzvah, and then you add on, you do hiddur. Right? That's it. That was his chakira. Now there's this, if when you do a hiddur, it's a challenge, you do the mitzvah with more hiddur, it's a better mitzvah, or it's you get two mitzvahs. You get the mitzvah that you're doing, plus a mitzvah of zekei v'aneihu. Or is it that zekei v'aneihu is like a t'nai that makes the etzah mitzvah a better mitzvah. So if it makes a mitzvah a better mitzvah, so it's a chedek of the ma'isa mitzvah, so then that goes into the shlish, because the mitzvah, this is all one, it's all one entity. But if it's an add-on, then it's added on to the mitzvah. I think that's what he said. Okay. Anyway, teiku. Okay, now we're up to the last line. That's where we got up to. B'marava Amri. In my rabbi, they say, Mishmei de Rebbe Zeira. So this is also Rebbe Zeira. Now we don't know if it's connected to the previous of Zeira. Ad shlish mishalo, mikan ve'elech mishalo kodesh baruch hu. In other words, as our Rav Zeira said, our Rav Zeira that we have, says that you're mechuyev to do a shlish. Pashas is no machlokes. And Rav Zeira and Marava said that when you do a shlish, so that's mishalo. But if you do more than a shlish, which is apparently pashup shot, assuming the two Rav Zeiras agree, so more than a shlish, you're not mechuyev. So when you do more than your mechuyev, then you get the schus of mishalo kodesh baruch hu. Right? That's right. We're assuming that the two Rav Zeiras agree. I think that's what most people assume. So ad shlish mishalo, because that's the chiyuv, the shir, then you're mechuyev. So when the shir, when you do what you're mechuyev to do, you only get mishalo, whatever that means. Because the eilech, but if you do more than you're mechuyev, mishalo akash baruch hu. Okay, so there's a Rashi, Tosfos, and we saw the Torah. What?
The Rush?
I don't remember. The Rush is different than Rashi and Tosfos?
So we saw the Rashba.
The Rashba we thought was like the Torah is Chaim, right? That's what we thought. I think so, no?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos is the easiest one. Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ocho peres ba'olam hazeh, and keren kayemes lo la'olam haba. So what does this mean? Not so easy. Ad shlish mishalo. Kan ve'elech mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ocho peres ba'olam hazeh. What is this supposed to mean? Ad shlish mishalo. What does mishalo mean?
You don't get any peris in olam hazeh. You only get olam haba.
Okay, so you're saying ad shlish mishalo means, as Rashi says, because he's agreeing with Rashi at that point. That's what you're saying. That's how Rashi learned Mishalo. She's saying, Tosfos is agreeing with Rashi. Ad shlish Mishalo. I guess I should have read Rashi first. I apologize. Ad shlish Mishalo. Rashi says, Ta'ainu, Aisa Shlisha Yaisav Hidr Mitzvah, Bishalohu, She'eno Nipelo Vachaya. So ayah mishalal means it doesn't. It's your own cheshbon. Comes off your own. It comes off your own money, right? Which is l'chayra. It's not like the Rajba or not like the Teres Chaim. Mishalal means that you lose. It's you're losing money. You're losing money. It's coming out of your bank, because since you don't get paid back in this world. So you're spending money in this world and you're not going to get it back in this world. Right?
This part alone, why is it not like the Rashba? Just these words, the way we're saying it, why is that not like the Rashba?
The Teres Chaim was on the next part with when Yosem.
You're right. In other words, this part does come on. Okay, maybe I take it back. You're right. Okay. I see somebody, a new face. I think a new face. Joey, is that a new face? All right, welcome.
I realized I was muted. Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, so we see, so I go like this. So, Ad Shlish Mishalo, you're right, I made a mistake. See, I made a mistake. I'm not. So, Mishalo means that you don't get Shardam Hazeh. It means it takes out, it comes out of your cheshbon. So now I would do Titus. Let's first do Titus and then go back to Rashi. So Mishesh Mishalo, we're assuming both Rashi and Titus are the same. And that's why Titus doesn't say anything. So Shlish Mishalal means it comes off your cheshbon in this world. You don't get any reward in this world. You get all your reward in the next world. So what does Taisa say?
Are we saying it's the same thing, whether it's, we're talking about, is there a difference between just reimbursement versus Schar Olam Hazeh?
It sounds like Pashup Shat from Rashi, that it's Mishalal means you don't get reimbursed. You're spending your money. You're losing.
You'll get reimbursed, or you don't get schar, or is it the same thing?
Mishalal. I mean, it sounds like both. You don't get reimbursed, because if you got reimbursed, then it wouldn't be mishalal. So it's not only that you don't get schar, you don't even get any reimbursement.
Maybe it makes sense.
If you got schar, then the schar would be the reimbursement.
That's impossible.
What? Who's screaming? Not Rabbi
Shmuel. Listen, I mean, if you're doing a mitzvah, you have to get reimbursed.
Wait. Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe that's part of the schar.
How do we know?
Rashi seems to be saying it's part of the schar.
Rashi seems that as far as an item haba, you know, in Shlish
Mishalal, they would violate the rule of not getting schar b'olam hazeh if you got reimbursed.
Right. In other words, Rashi seems to say, Shlish Mishalal, she'eino nipelo b'chaya. Now, if you're getting reimbursed, that's not Mishalal. Doesn't cost you anything. So Parshat Shat, Shlish Mishalal means that you don't get reimbursed and you don't get any charge. What?
In this world, but the next world you will get.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay. In this world, you end up losing in this world. That's what it would sound like from Rashi. In this world, the guy who spends money on shlish is a shlish poor. The other person, two neighbors, one guy didn't spend the shlish and one guy didn't spend the shlish. The person who spent the shlish will be a shlish poor, because he went ahead and goes, the shlish is not if it was money, it's just the price of the mitzvah. So it's not that much money. But whatever it is, It's Mishalal. It's coming out of his pocket.
But Rashi must be talking also, or mainly, about the Schar Olam Haba, not only on the reimbursement by Olam Hazeh.
Right. Well, Mishalal means you don't get in the, it's coming. You know, obviously, the Schar is only in Olam Haba. I'd be obviously going to get reimbursed. You're going to get rewarded. teretz is, that's going to be an olam haba. Okay, I don't know. I'm just so then, but then the, if you get paid more, so then you get an item has a.
I'm sorry, just to clarify, but he is emphasizing that in this world there's not a reward, not only that there is no reward in this world, not only that there's no reimbursement.
Right. I'm saying the reimbursement. If there was reward, the reward would be the equivalency of a reimbursement because
plus.
Obviously, right, a reward is greater than reimbursement, obviously. So he's saying that the, by definition, if there's no reward, then it means that you ended up losing because, right, he holds that there's no reward, there's no reimbursement, there's no nothing. And therefore, you're a Mishalo.
But theoretically, he could be reimbursed, and we're not going to call that a reward.
Yeah, but I don't know if that would fit into the word mishalo. If you're going to be reimbursed, then why is it called mishalo?
I agree. Just the fact that Rashi is bringing in the concept of schar mitzvah b'hai al maleika, hayom la'asosam, he's obviously talking about a reward. You're not going to have a reward in this world, not only discussing reimbursement.
Right.
Sounds like the Rashi wasn't gyres anything about reimbursement. He doesn't gyres it. So if
reimbursement is just a reward.
If right? The reward,
reimbursement would not be a reward.
I said it sounds like Rashi doesn't have this musag of reimbursement. He doesn't even gyres it. So we're not even discussing it. So the only way that you can be reimbursed in this world, so to speak, is if you get a reward, which is reward is reimbursement plus much more. There's obviously the reward for a mitzvah is much greater than what you spent. So if the reward comes in this world, then it's not mishalo. But since the reward comes in the next world, so then in this world is mishalo. Okay, that's, I guess we should go. I'm not sure. I keep on changing my mind. We'll stick to Rashi. Then the Mikan de Erech, Masha Yosef, Behidr Mitzvah Yosef Ashlish, Yifrel HaKosh Baruch Hu B'chayiv. So the problem is that Rashi's Mashma, that look at this amazing thing, that Yosef Mishlish, you get an amazing thing, that even though there's a rule that's char mitzvah b'hayal maleka. Hayoyim la'asos l'mocher l'kaba praschar. But there's an exception to that rule that if you spend more than a shlish, so we go against that rule and you get rewarded in this world. And that's what it seems in Rashi. Problem is why is that such an amazing thing? Because l'chayra, it's better not to get rewarded in this world, right? And someone's waiting, okay. L'chayra, it's better not to get rewarded in this world. Because schar and item, we always say that Hashem pays a rush in this world, so you shouldn't get item haba, which means that it's better to get your schar and item haba than to get your schar and item haza. Otherwise, why would Hashem give a Russia his car and dafka in this world? So apparently it's better. So that's the obvious problem on Rashi. What's the big gedula? That Yosef, you get your car in this world. We don't want car in this world. We want car in Abba. It's good that car in Abba. What?
You're just getting reimbursement in this world.
Rashi doesn't say, Yifred HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev. It sounds like, because of the contrast of the previous Rashi, that he wasn't talking about reimbursement, so probably this was also not talking about reimbursement. As Yifra means, before last Rashi said, She'eno porero nifralo b'chayiv, and he meant eno nifralo as far as reward.
Because he cites the Gemara of Hayom HaSosam.
Right, so that means we're discussing reward. So when he says in the second Rashi, Yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev, he means Yifrelo, your reward.
An individual that spends over a third, on a mitzvah get and receives money back, he'll spend it again and receive additional keren on future mitzvah.
Maybe, but it's not necessarily mukhruch. In other words, what simple pshat in Rashi seems to say is that there's a neither. You know, the simple pshat in Rashi, obviously we'll have to get to Tosfos and we'll see differently, but the simple pshat in Rashi is that hayom lasos umocher the Kabbalah's car is sometimes people want schar in this world. There's an advantage in getting schar in this world. And it's harder to get schar in this world. You have to go against this law of nature. So you have to get the Yifrit HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayiv. But again, that doesn't seem to make sense. So then why is it a Russia that's, you know,
Is it mashma the word mashi Yosef that he's now switching? He's talking about reimbursement. That which he is Yosef, he is Yifra.
I don't know if ma means that's what he's getting back. Ma, that is Yosef. I don't know if it means the amount. Ma means the exact amount. I don't know if that's what ma means. I don't know, maybe that's what ma means, the exact amount. Ma sheyosef, I don't know.
Rashi is just explain the language of mikan ve'elek. The word mikan ve'elek means, it's referring to that which he adds beyond the shlish.
Yes, there's the extra amount. So the problem with Rashi, let's reserve this for a minute. So the problem with Rashi is that why is it a advantage getting schar in Adam Hazeh? There's obviously to say that there's more schar when you do a hinder, more than a shish and less than a shish, we understand. But why should the addition be that you even get Adam Hazeh? The addition should be that you get even more schar in Adam Haba. That's what we would think. Because since Adam Haba is better than Adam Hazeh, so it should say, both is shish and mishalo, and you get your schar in Adam Haba. And yaiser mikan ve'eves, it's still mishalo, except you get even more schar in Adam Haba. But why is Rashi saying, or the Gemara saying, the big gedula is that you get your schar in Adam Haza?
Maybe the pshat is, Rebbe, that of course you're going to get schar in Adam Hamas. But he's saying you're not in the before, you're going to lose in this world. But for the extra stuff, you're going to get paid back in this world. Just okay. Like Shabbos.
I understand. That's the question. But Rashi doesn't, maybe that's what Tosfos is saying. The question is, we'll go to Tosfos. But just the simple reading in Rashi, Rashi doesn't mention that you get any extra schar to Olam Haba for Masha Moisef. Because the Erech, Masha Yaita Behidha Yaita Shrish Yifela Gosh Baruch Bekhaya. So
is the question that Rashi's excluding getting something in the next world, or is the question
not necessarily excluding, but it sounds from his Stimus Haloshin that he doesn't say you get also. Tosfos will say also. But Rashi doesn't say also.
Maybe you spend, but you don't get an extra. Before we go, we have to give you
the simple words. The simple mashmos of the words are that mashmos, if you get an Adam Haba, that's it. He doesn't say anything about Adam Haba. Just Achayim. Now you say that it can't be because how could it be? Because you did there is a way of saying how it could be. Either you somehow or another explain that it's better, Adam Hazan Adam Haba, which is what someone's trying to say, who was saying Shmuel was trying to say that because when you get an Adam Haza, you can you'll turn around and use it to do more mitzvahs. Or you could say a svara that's like, here, maybe there's less schar. Huh? Maybe here's a strange svara, but I don't know. Then maybe you get more schar for the shlish than for the yaiser mishlish.
You're saying you can't game the system by spending more.
In other words, yeah, because shlish and mechuyev. So it's like mitzvah ba'aisa. The gadol mitzvah mi'aisa. You do a shlish, so you're doing a bigger mitzvah. You're doing like the mitzvah that you mechuyev. So then you get item abba. You do more than a shlish. So that's not really such a big mitzvah. So you only get item aza. Maybe that's a possible way of reading Rashi. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. The Rashi is strange. So
can I just ask on the last point with whether or not it's schar or money? The lashon of Masha Yosef is not a quantification specifically in excess of the shlish.
I don't know if ma means the amount. That was what Dr. Gawande thought. I thought ma just means when you're maisef, this that you're because for what you're maisef, the kind of edach. In other words, you don't get he's breaking up your what you're giving in two parts. In other words, you're giving shlish and you're giving more than shlish. So even when you give more than a shlish, we break it up in two. So we say for the part that you gave up to a shlish, you get an item haba. Umasha might have been for the part for the amount that you gave over, for that you get an item haba. But it doesn't mean you get an exact, that's how much money you get. He's saying for that amount of money, you get an item haza.
So if it used the word if, you mean it wouldn't have that connotation that it's two buckets?
Yeah, maybe. In other words, if it was a if you're Maisif, then you would have implied that if you're Maisif, then everything, all the reward for everything goes in Olam Hazeh. But Masha Maisif, I think this is what I think Shamir said this. I think he was right. And Masha Maisif means that for the part that you're Maisif, you get an item hazeh. But for the part that you weren't Maisif, you still get an item abba. So we divide what you didn't have. So, but anyway, so let's just summarize the process. So simple reading in Rashi, that is, we have like three choices in Rashi. The simple reading of Rashi is mashma, that you only get, when you give more than a shish, only the addition that you're getting is only an olam hazeh, not an olam haba. So there's three choices. You could either say that Rashi's lav dafka. Obviously, he means you get an item haba too. He just left that out. That is definitely what many people are suggesting. The other choice is that Rashi's dafka, and contrary to what we think is a pashtus, Rashi holds that it takes a greater mitzvah to get item haza, even though that's contrary to what we always learn, you know. But just because we always learn something doesn't mean that's muskam. You know, it could be that we always think that way, but Rashi's telling you that we're wrong, that in his shita, that since the Hashem put in the top of the world, schar mitzvah ayamaleka, to go ahead and to break through and to get schar nam aza, is you need a greater mitzvah, it's harder. That's possibility number two. And possibility number three is that Rashi's dafka, but that the reason why you're only getting an olam hazeh because it's less chashiv, because it's ain't a mitzvah v'aisa. I think those are the three. I don't say there aren't more possibilities, but those are structurally the three possibilities. Either Rashi will have dafka, he's an olam haba, or if he's dafka, either he's dafka because olam hazeh is greater, or it's dafka and olam haba is worse. Right.
Why can't we say that Olam Haba is we can't figure out whether Olam Haba is greater or Olam Hazeh is greater. That's Hashem's business. I mean, we have mitzvahs like Aser Bishvil Shetisa Asher. So you ask a question there. Well, I don't want the richness in this world. I want it in the next world.
Well, see, and then
certain concepts that we don't understand.
They say that there's the normal, before we get to, you know, this sugya, most shot them would be that, of course, you're going to get schar and olam haba, and the Olam Hazeh is the whipped cream and the cake. The usual pshat, the usual standard pshat in, I think we said this last time, the Tomer Dvorah says, and the reason why Schar Mitzvah V'Hayah Amaleka is because a mitzvah is too valuable, too precious. You don't spend $1 million bill on buying a candy. So if you only have $1 million bill, you can't buy candy because the candy store can't give you change. And then and you, if you spend it, you're going to be end up getting chipped. So the usual parship shot is that the Schar Olam Haba is much greater and it's better to get your Schar Olam Haba. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshayim to Rishayim in Olam Hazeh. So then this Rashi would be Shver. So either you have to say, this Rashi's Lav Davka. It means, or then you get Olam Haba. Or you say that really giving more than a shish is not such a big mitzvah, and therefore you get less. So that you, or you have to say that Rashi disagrees with our usual assumption, and Rashi is telling you that you're wrong, that you thought that getting Olam Hazeh is the biggest of kunz. No, getting Olam Haba is a bigger kunz. It's a bigger kunz to get Olam Hazeh because you have to go against the principle. Why is that good? So like Shmuel said, because when you get Olam Hazeh, then maybe you get Olam Haba too. It's great. It's everything.
Maybe it's not a bigger kunz. Maybe just in this situation where somebody's taking out another third out of their own wealth, so then their bottom line is it just went down in their financial structure, and in that case, it is a bigger kunz. But regularly, it's not a bigger kunz.
I don't know. They're trying to be. It's just, I don't know.
Isn't it like very unmistaver to say in this context that you'd give more and you'd get less? That you'd lose the Olam
Haba. I'll get less. We said you get everything you got before plus more. When you give more than a shlish, you get everything you gave when you gave a shlish plus more. But Rashi says, where do you get the plus more? The plus more is an Olam Haza. The amount when you give, a shlish would be $5. You give $10. So for the first $5, you get the same as a person who would have given $5. You get that in Olam Haba. But for your second $5, so for that, Rashi says, the second is an Olam Haza. So that could be less, because if you learn the Svara of Gogo Mitzuva Isaac, maybe. So for the extra amount, theoretically, could be less. Hey, Shamir, I just cut you off a long time ago. I'm sorry.
I get a little bit unclear over here. If the claw is schar b'hai al maleka, then it's a little hard to understand because you did less of a mitzvah all of a sudden. Now it is ika. The claw is schar b'hai al maleka.
I think the other way is hard. That's not so bad because pshat would be schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka because of the, what's his name? Again, the Tomer Dvorah. That a mitzvah is worth so much, we can't have a currency in this world. But if you're not doing really a full mitzvah, it's a lower level of mitzvah. So maybe for that there is a currency in Olam Hazeh. It's only for the higher level of mitzvah that when we said there's no currency in this world, that's only for the higher level of mitzvah. The other way I think would be shver. If you say that because we want to save all your mitzvahs right of Abba. So now you're going ahead and you're doing this mitzvah. So he's saying it's such an amazing mitzvah, you get both. But why would you be getting both? Okay.
Wait, can I suggest another possibility, Rabbi?
You can suggest. It could be.
It sounds like from Rashi, maybe. I don't know if the words from Rashi, but it's almost like talking to the Yetzer Hara. Meaning, if we're talking about paying, doing up to the regular amount, nothing extra, so that amount is part of a regular budget. You have your annual salary, so I know part of my annual salary, I got to buy lulav and esrog, I got to buy matzahs for Pesach, I got to do. And that's part of the regular year expenses. Now you want to go, this is a beautiful esrog. It's mamash hiter mitzvah. But what about my money? I'm going to lose out. I'm worried about it. This, don't worry about it. If you go extra, Hashem is going to pay you back that money. So not only are you, not only is it going to take care of giving the schar for the mitzvah, but you're not going to lose out. You don't have to worry about going far extra because now you're going to be losing money because Hashem is going to pay you back.
Okay, I hear. We'll have to see in the Torah's Chaim. It might be not a bad shot, but I suspect that, I don't know if that fits the one, the Lashon of Rashi, because we said in the first Rashi, Rashi's talking about the Nifrelo Bechayev. He's talking about the regular schar. Shenifrelo Bechayev, Shenifrelo Ayom Nekrito Scharim. So if he's talking in the second Rashi, it's like the flip side of the first Rashi, which means that we're discussing the schar. We're not discussing the mashmos of Rashi. From the first Rashi, we're saying the schar is an item haba. So in the second Rashi, he's saying the schar is an item azim. You're not just saying that, but of course the schar, you're saying really, of course the schar is an item haba, but it's just some kind of something else. I don't think that's so much, but let me read Tysus.
Can I try one thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that both Rashis are talking about reimbursement. Now, we're not talking about any, you know, actual reward. But the first Rashi is saying that because you are mitzuve atzlish, then even a reimbursement is going to be together a payment for your mitzvah and schar mitzvah b'hayam maleka. Masha'en kain, when we go beyond shlish, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can reimburse you because this is not something that you were mitzvah, so we can't say Yitzchar mitzvah b'hai al maleka. But really, both parts are only dealing with reimbursement. He's not, you know, reward, you're going to get your reward in Olam Haba. But as far as reimbursement, if we talk about the Shlish, I can't give you reimbursement because even the reimbursement is an actual reward for your mitzvah that you did. Once it's beyond shlish, oh, this is not a mitzvah. It loses the category of mitzvah that we have to say hayom la'asosam v'lo hayom l'kabas charam.
Doesn't that negate the concept of asa v'shlishu
t'sasha? Just one thing, when we say hayom la'asosam v'hayom l'kabas charam, I mean, there are certain things that you do get reimbursed. You know, there is that cloud. So kom is on nosev shel adam, you know, so that doesn't fit into the rule of Ayom La'asaisam below Ayom Lito Scharam.
I don't know. I'm not trying to answer those. Here I'm trying to, you know.
I'm not sure if there will be a concept of reimbursement. I don't know. Reimbursement, I don't think reimbursement goes into the Gather as Schar. Reimbursement goes into a Gather Pashtus. The way the Rashivis always say it, reimbursement goes into an expense account. That's not schar. That shot is the way he used to explain it. Is listen, you know, you're working for Hashem. He has to pay your expenses. But it's not that that's your schar. There's no reason why I should pay for it. The company has to pay for it. I'm not. I bill it straight to the company. I don't know. You know. I don't know. I have to see out. But that was the way I understood reimbursement. Reimbursement meant because it's not really on your cheshbon. Okay, let's read. I want to read the Maramikaimis, and then we'll see. I know. Yeah, the last time the guys told us that there is an Rav Isaac share, so we have to get to there. But let's just finish the Maramikaimis. So Tosfos says, "Mishav Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ocho Peres Ba'olam Hazeh, VaKaren Kayem Esol HaOlam Haba." So Tosfos Gufa sounds like he's bothered by our problem, right? In other words, I think that is what's happening here. You know, this Tosfos doesn't bother explaining the first half of the Gemara because he's learning that exactly like Rashi. Tosfos is explaining the second half because he's bothered by Akasha. What's the Gemara saying? What's Pshat? Right? Gufa bothered by Akasha. How can Rashi say that is an item hazeh? It's not good to get an item hazeh. Teretz says, he means you get the oichel, and it's for the shlish, for the extra amount, you get both. You get item hazeh and item haba. About that, you get your basic schar and the item haba. Now, the service is very simple. For the for the all schar is olam haba, and because you don't want schar in olam hazeh. Peiris is not. Peiris is an amazing thing. Peiris doesn't come off your schar. Peiris, it sounds like Peiris is not pshat. When we say Peiris, it's not pshat that you get part of your schar in olam hazeh. Because that's not Peiris, that's schar. Why are you breaking up the Karen and Peiris? Right? When we say, Eidos Rashom, Peiris, Eidos, Peiris, Eidos, Karen, Kayim, Tam, Haba. So it doesn't mean that you get, it's that part, 90% of your schar you get in Eidos, Haba, and 10% of the schar you get in Eidos, Haza. Because then it wouldn't be called Peiris. Shad is, you get 100% of the schar in Eidos, Haba. But besides 100% schar, there's such a thing as Peiris. That's what I think we mentioned last time, what would happen if a guy dropped dead before he got to Peiris, right? Let's say you have a mitzvah, person's predestined to die at a certain time. And a second before he dies, he does one of the mitzvahs, shekaren kayem she'okol peirisei be'olam haza, shekaren kayem se'olam haba. Right, he does kibud avei, nachlas zorchem, whatever one of those mitzvahs. So the Chayra, he doesn't get the Peiris on Olam Hazeh because he dropped dead. So I would have assumed, now it happens to be that there's a Gra that seems to say not like me, but I would have assumed that he doesn't get any more Schar on Olam Haba because Peiris is not for Olam Haba. If you can get Peiris on Olam Haba, then it means it's not good for you to get an Olam Hazeh. The whole point is, that you get the full Olam Hazeh that you're going to get. Olam Haba doesn't get touched in the slightest. It's just that besides Olam Haba, there's such a thing called Peiris, which is not schar. It's Peiris. Peiris means it grows. There's
somehow, are we ignoring Yarshim in this equation?
Yeah, there's nothing to do with Yarshim.
No, but I'm saying if someone has Yershim, there's a way someone can get Peiris even after he dies, so to speak.
No, I don't think. Who says your mitzvah, schar mitzvah, go to your kids?
Not schar mitzvah. I'm talking your money, your assets. Your assets go to your kids. And that's something I enjoy, the fact that
I don't know. That's too, this is radical chidushim. Pashup shot is, so the way Pashup shot in Taifas is very simple, that the entire 100% schar goes to Olam Haba, which is very good because it's better to get your schar in Olam Haba. But there's such a thing as Peiris, which doesn't in any which way detract from your schar. It's just Peiris. And that you get in Olam Haza. So there's a tremendous thing that when up to a third, there is no Peiris. More than a third, there's a Peiris. Right? That's Tysus. Now, someone said here a Musar Shmuz, which is, I think is a nice Musar Shmuz, is that according to Tysus, you see how gewaldig it is to give Hiddur more than a Shlish, because there's basically a rule, it's a Mishnah, that Eidot Varem Shadam Ocho Beresayim Bemazem Ekekinam Abba, and there's only a list of a few things. And at least most of the Rishonim, I don't know if all the Rishonim, but most Rishonim say that pshat is that it, all those things are mitzvah shebein adam lechaveiro. But mitzvah shebein adam lemakom, there's no peiris in olam hazeh. Peiris is a result to some kind of midah kenegah midah when you do bein adam lechaveiro. So you're doing for your chaver, you got to get for your chaver, okay? But here it comes along Taisvis and says, there's a nice shmooze, and even though there's no schar in Olam Haba, you go ahead and you do the most amazing mitzvah. You know, some tremendous mitzvah. I don't know what the tremendous mitzvah is, but you did some amazing mitzvah. Sorry, there's no peiris in Olam Haza. No peiris. Peiris, all schar is Olam Haba. No peiris. Only peiris in Olam Haza is Bein Adam Lechaveiro.
Rebbe, for those mitzvahs.
Wait, one second. But if I go ahead and do the Maida Mishlish, well, even though it's not Bein Adam Lechaveiro, it's Bein Adam Lemakom, then we break the rules. So that's an amazing, that someone makes a shmooze. I don't remember who it was, but I saw someone make the shmooze. And you see, it is according to Tysus, completely opposite of what I wanted to say in Rashi, that giving the Maida Mishlish is an amazing, amazing mitzvah because it breaks the rule. You can do you can do a Mesiris Nefesh, you can do some mitzvah, you put on tefillin the Mesiris Nefesh. You walk 20 miles to put on tefillin, right, or whatever, eat matzah. No Paris and Olam Haza. But if you give more than a shlish,
as a getter,
one second.
The Adam Achavira has it's a factor because the Esrik sells good.
No, I don't think so. What if you bought from a guy the Esrik? The old, they used to be that to buy it from Cyprus, whatever you used to buy it from. In the Mishnah Berurah, it talks about that the guy where the Esrik sours. Yeah. Okay.
In the Eilud Dvarim, those things we're talking about, when it talks about Paris, it's not necessarily talking about that you spent money and therefore that money is coming back, right? It's not necessarily the concept of Paris there, right?
It's not that
it costs you money to kibbutz. It costs you money to gemilas chasadim.
We're not talking about reimbursement.
Okay. So what are we talking about?
That was your pshat, but we're not.
Okay, but according to what are we talking about Tysus here?
Don't mix me up with your pshat.
Fine. So what are we talking about according to Tysus here? Are we talking about a similar concept where it's not money?
We're talking about schar.
What does that mean? Is that talking about money? Does that mean money?
No, nothing to do with money.
So what is it?
We're talking about reward.
What does that mean? What type of reward?
Your reward, you get
covered. He'll get covered. He'll get what is he going to get?
Covered. You'll get five children. Your wife will have triplets. I don't know.
That's not necessarily a reward.
Okay. So you'll get a tremendous bracha.
So that's the same type of thing. The same type of reward. We're not talking about money here.
We're not talking about money. Money.
So it's not that you spend extra $100, you get $100 back.
No, that's reimbursed. We're not discussing reward. We're discussing reward. Now, there are many, many rewards you can get. You can get health. You can get happiness. There's a lot of rewards in this world. Money is not the Iker reward in this world. So
I think Shamir is trying to give us an example of reward.
What? Okay. Now, someone said, why Tysus says what he says? I forgot who it was. He says it because he's relating to Rashi. Who said that? I saw it, but I forgot. Anyone remember? Where is this? No, I don't see. Where's Shamir? You have your index. Is he still here, Shamir?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I got a baby right now.
Okay. Do you have your index on you?
I do. What everybody wants to see if somebody...
I have a recollection that someone said that the reason why Tyvus said what he said is because he didn't like Rashi.
Rav Isaac Sher sort of says that pretty much.
Yeah, but I wanted someone earlier. Hmm. Does he bring someone who says that?
The Pnei Yeshua starts with the Lainicha Luhu Lefarish Karashi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me hear the words, please. Now, Nicha Lefarish Karashi, you want to keep on reading?
He basically is saying that according to Rashi, Ein L'davar Sof, it's always, you're always going to find something that is, less than one word more.
No, but that's something else. That's a different Rashi. That's a Rashi, whether it's the...
That's the Abschlish B'mitzvah.
Right.
But someone said, I just don't remember who it was, unless it was Rav Isaac Sher, but I thought I saw someone else, that he said that Tavis wrote what he said because he didn't like Rashi. You know, he doesn't bring that in the Meftayah? I don't have my smart, I just ran
I'm not it. Seeing it right now.
No, okay.
Yeah, they skipped that Dibur HaMashal. I'll see what they say on Rashi. Let me check on Rashi.
Okay, no, I thought someone said on Tysus. But okay, maybe I saw the Isaac share. I just get and I got me.
I mean, is this the green book you're using? Is that what you use?
No, he's using the there's an index, Mafteah, which tells you.
I'm familiar with the green book.
I mean, how does the word Mishalo fit into Tosus? Like the word Mishalo is a little bit funny to say that. Schar and Olam Haba, that's considered Mishalo. Schar and Olam Haba,
Mishalo means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Schar and Olam Haba.
Oh, Schar and
Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving schar, is giving the additional peros.
That's what's coming from
Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu means peros. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. So Ochel Hadassus and Tosis, that Mishalo means according to Tosis, how do you translate the word shalom in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So again, Mishalo means there's no peros. Kodesh Baruch Hu means that there are peros.
But even still, it's still costing me.
Let me think for a second, because they might have, you know, so you want to know, that's just curious question. So you're saying, according to Tosfos, the difference is, according to Rashi, it's very simple. Mishalo means you're losing an item, is it? Mishalo Kodesh Baruch Hu means you're not losing an Odom Azah.
Reimbursement.
You're getting back, not reimbursement, please. I don't like that word. But you're getting something else in Odom Azah, so you're not losing. But okay, like reimbursement, yes. But according to Tosfos, so why can't Tosfos have the same thing as Rashi? Mishalo means, Tosfos can learn Mishalo, Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu the same as Rashi.
I think Dr. Gwanter would ask on that too. I thought he was asking if you learn reimbursement, so then you don't lose the money. But if you learn schar, so it's like Rebbe was just saying to be on Pesach before, the schar could be anything, could be health. So what does it mean, Mishalo versus Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Either way, you could lose the money.
But you're getting something in exchange, which is worth more. So you're not losing in the totality. You didn't lose out in Olam Hazeh. Granted, you got a Shavik Kesef, which is worth more. In other words, you spent $50, but you got something which is worth $50, right? You got something which is worth $100. So that's not cool that you lost. You know, the fact that your bank account goes down, I don't want to get into the
so if there's a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos,
that happens to be a gigantic machlokes in the svarim, whether, just trying to remember what it was, that when when Hashem makes Xeris, is Xeris in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, are the Xeris in exact, so to speak, how much money you're gonna get, how much this, or it's how much bracha, and then it can be, you can get equivalencies.
One of the relative modern Balei Musar, I think, gave the example that says, how come all these payments you're supposed to get rich and we don't see people necessarily getting rich? He says that maybe Hashem will save them from an accident and it would cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then right. Hashem will save them from that accident.
There's equivalencies. Rav Brook gave a very beautiful mashal, but I don't want to get off on a tangent. Rav Brook gave a beautiful mashal that Nevardik was very big in Bitachin. They believed that if you have, Nevardik believed that if you have full Bitachin, you get whatever you had Bitachin in. That was Nevardik. I know that's a pretty radical shita, but that's what they believed. So he said that Nevardik was very big in our Butzis Tyra. And there was during World War between the period of the Great Depression, and they couldn't open any yeshiva because they didn't have any money. So they had this Gainish and I found. There was once a year a government lottery with a fortune of money, a few million dollars, whatever it is, in equivalencies. So they bought the yeshiva, bought a ticket, and the day of the lottery, everyone in the yeshiva was supposed to have full bitachon, they're going to win the lottery. And then, of course, a win. And then, though, because bitachon says if you have bitachon, you get what you have bitachon in. And then the mayor, they'll be able to be able to our Batzis Torah. So in order to be mitzayer, to prove to themselves that they really have full bitachon, they went ahead and at least on paper, they spent all the money before they got the money. Meaning they obviously couldn't spend it in reality, but they figured out a budget. So they went ahead and took, because we got it for guaranteed, we're gonna get it. So let's say the lottery was $5 million. So they figured out how many yeshivas they can open with $5 million. They made an exact cheshbon down to the penny. This yeshiva, the building costs this, the food costs this, okay? And they figured out exactly, they spent every penny in paper. Came the day of the lottery. And of course, what happened?
They didn't win.
They didn't win. So he says, everyone was devastated. How could it be? He said, but Amaisa, every single thing that was on that paper got done. Now, they really got done without the money. So he told us, you see, they really did win. Hashem gave them, I'll be there at that, you couldn't open those yeshivas without this much money. Shad is, they opened those yeshivas without that money. So that it means they got the money. And Shad is, he gave it to them without the money. Because if they would have gotten the money, it would have been too much of a nice neglect. So, but they got it basically because they got whatever you could buy with that money they got. So it doesn't always mean that that you get your brachas in money. There's shavah kasef, there's equivalencies. Okay, anyway, the ma'isa, I forgot where I'm up to. So
if keeping that type of the concept in mind, is there really a difference between Paris and Schar? It's all the same really then, really, isn't it?
Between what and what?
Payros, schar, whatever you want to call it. Reimbursement, call it whatever you want.
No, there's a tremendous difference.
What's the difference?
Because we're saying in Tysis that schar, there's a certain limited amount of schar that you're going to get. And you have to decide if you're going to get an item hazer or mahaba. And you wanted an item haba because item haba is nitzchias. Item haba is much greater than schar. So you want all your schar and item haba. Paris isn't schar. Paris is something else. Paris is a keren gayemes. Keren gayemes means it doesn't come off an iota of your schar.
And Rashi's pshat means it does?
I'm not a Rashi pshat, yes. According to Taisus, Paris means this is besides schar. This is a skula. There's some mystical skula.
The cherry on top. Literally Paris.
It's Paris. That are it's not a chelik of your schar. But I said this, I gave this good mashal. If you don't get it in Olam Hazeh, you're not going to get it in Olam Haba. You turned it down. You go to you're on a train and they're giving out free. You're in a place and they're giving out free. You're on a plane and they're giving out free soda. I don't know if they do that anymore in any planes. I haven't been on a plane for years. If you turn it down, you can't go in that when you get off the plane and ask for a refund, you want a dollar back. That's Paris. Whether you take the soda, you don't get the soda, it's not relevant. You don't get any discount. It's just Paris. It's a benefit. If you don't take it, you can't save it. You can't say, I'm going to save it for later.
In English, they call it perks. They call it perks in English. Perks.
Okay. So it's not, but sometimes theoretically a perk you can, okay, I can, you know, if you're the Jews, you take your son, you put it in your bag and you walk
off. Perks can't be converted to cash.
You can't do that. They open the soda bottle can in the bottle in the plane. They play. So either you drink it in Adam Aza or you don't get it. So that's not schar. Parshat Pshat and Rashi, it is schar. So again, so we're running out of time. So the question is, but we didn't get to the Taras Chaim and the Rajma. So the question is like this. The million-dollar shaila is, was Pshat and Rashi? Taisus is very good. Taisus is very good because Pshat, of course, you're going to get we want the Schar Naam Haba. The Maisa, that's the Iker. But the Pshat is that you're getting Paris. I was up to Dr. Gawant's question. I'm sorry. So we're saying that Taisus can learn the same as Rashi, that Bishalom means that you're losing an item hazer. That's what Bishalom means. In Bain and Rashi, Bain and Taisus. Bishalom means you lose an item hazer because you're not getting any, according to Rashi, you're not getting any schar, no hazer. According to Taisus, you're not getting any Paris and item hazer. So you're not getting anything in Eidam Hazeh. So you lost.
I guess my question really was that the word Mishalo just sounds more like the reimbursement shot. So whoever's not putting reimbursement, if that's the way, kind of doesn't fit as well into that lashon.
Okay, but I assume, I mean, Teretz Chaim is doing reimbursement, but the Parshat Shat, both Rashi and Tosfos, Parshas are not reimbursement. Rashi says there's no
Schar. I mean, we had four different pshatim in Rashi.
Yeah, okay.
And that Mr. Gold had a great pshat for reimbursement.
Okay. All right. Is he still here? I don't know. Oh, he's up there. Yes. Sandy, go. Okay. Yes. Anyway, so can we? Well, I'm sorry, Shamir. What did you want to say?
I guess I'm just a little bit confused as far as Lahora. If somebody's roy of reward, so then Lahora, why does it have to be that the reward has to be something that can fit in this world? Like, why? We say schar b'hai amaleka. I mean, pashup shah, it's not dafka mitzvah. It's any type of reward.
So what are you asking? I don't understand. So why Paris? Because Paris don't hurt.
I'm talking about back in Rashi. Meaning, Rebbe seems to be comfortable with the idea. Well, this is not as much of a mitzvah. I'm saying pashup shah of Hashem is reward. It's any reward that Hashem's going to give for something we do is
okay. Shamir, maybe you can't add on to your mitzvahs by spending more money.
It's too big to get it for Olam Hazeh. So when you do something less, it could be for Olam Hazeh. That's the Chavetz Chaim. That's the mush. With $100 million bill.
Isn't that a din in how Hashem rewards? I mean, Hashem's reward is so great that it's not something that you can receive
One of his reward is not so great.
Let's do
like this. For tomorrow, can we look at that Rabbi Isaac chair? Did someone send it out already, the Isaac chair, last time? I don't remember. No?
That the Taurus time, or is that something else?
No, the Rabbi Isaac chair.
Chesky Brigida sent it out a while ago.
What?
Chesky Brigida put it on the chat a while ago.
Yeah, okay. So I'll see if I can send it again, but otherwise it's there. You have it. So let's see. He deals with this question. You know, I should look at the Taurus Chaim too, because he's another pshat. But if we want to deal directly with the question, the direct question is Rashi, is Rashi saying something like Tosfos, he just loved Dafka, or is there a machlokes? The Rabbi Isaac Shear deals with it, and I saw someone else also dealt with it. I just have to check.
Rabbi, the previous Rashi says very clearly, Hayom Latzaisen v'lo yom litol scharim, right? So therefore, whatever is payment he's getting, whatever we're talking about of more than a third, has to be still talked to that point. So if you want to say reimbursement,
talk to that point. I don't understand what those words mean.
Meaning that it still has to be true that we're being mekuyim of Hayom Latzaisen v'lo yom litol scharim.
The lashon of Rashi's mashma that you're not fulfilling Hayom Latzaisen, and this is an exception to the rule. Yeah, we.
Does that mean? But the concept still has to be true. The concept still has to be true.
It's exception.
So if you're talking reimbursements, then that talks to the point because you're saying it's anyway. Okay, if you're talking payers, if you're talking payers, that also is fine because it's not the other way. But if you're talking about schar, that seems to go exactly against the previous Rashi.
That's right, and that's why that was a previous Rashi, and this Rashi is different, and that's the difference. The Rashi.
Say that what? There's exceptions to the rule.
Yes.
Nobody wants that.
That's the question. But the more simple lashon is mashma that way, that this is an acceptance. In the first case, you have a yom nasayzam, but all yom the kabbalitos heart, and mikan de'edah, that doesn't apply. That's the simple reading of Rashi. The question is, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so that's where Rav Isaac Shear talks, and that's where I saw someone else talked about it too. I just have to check it over. Okay, so we'll try and do that tomorrow. So we'll do either Rav Isaac Shear and the Taurus Chaim. Okay.
Is it possible that the Rebbe is introducing this concept that like part of the mitzvah is mitzvah and part of the mitzvah is eni mitzvah? Is that what we're saying? That one, that the same mitzvah, part of it's mitzvah, part of it's eni mitzvah?
I'm definitely introducing the concept that part of it is pachos mishlish and part of it is amida mishlish. That definitely we see in Rashi, that we break up the hiddur into two parts. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. That the part of the hiddur that you're doing pachos mishlish has one day, and the part of the hiddur that's amida mishlish has a different day. Then we go ahead and divide the hiddur into two parts. Okay, Rabbi Shamir Mazel Tov. It looks like a newborn. I don't know how newborn it's a newborn.
Newborn baby. Yep, over Shabbos.
Over Shabbos. Oh, see. Very nice. Is that a girl?
The girl, yep.
Okay, Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mazel Tov to Rabbi Sibra over there also.
Thank you.
Rabbi Sibra wins the bris. Rabbi Sibra wins the bris.
Tuesday, Mirz Hashem.
And Mechaim Mason.
How's it tough, too? Yes.
Is there a Zoom link?
I think you can press him. Okay, Mazel Tov, yes. Very nice, Joseph.
Be well, everybody.
Okay, take care.
The Rebbe, they're going to start saying that attending this year is a school for having babies.
All right. Okay. I have to.
Whatever works. Yeah.
Okay. Is this a Yosef Rishlish or is this a...
Yeah, that's a big bracha. Okay, so Kayak, everybody.
Yes, guy.